Another saga. You know what? I found yet another problem with this particular phone. While battery life is about similar to the other phone, actually it's a little better, I will admit. It's a product replacement phone still. I've noticed that this one, just like with my very first phone, because the other phone that I exchanged was my second phone, but my very first phone had a problem with a slight yellow tinting on the bottom that only extended up maybe half an inch into the screen from the bottom. The second phone I had, the one with the battery issues, I had a perfect screen, which is exactly why I exchanged it for. It was like, hey, I wanted to, you know, look, check it out, I got a yellow screen, and they replaced it without a problem. This time, though, on this replacement phone, it's even more annoying because it almost takes up the whole screen. I would say about 75% of it. See, these things are hard to notice in the daytime. I actually use my iPhone at night in the bed. I would surf a little bit in the dark. And it's really annoying because it's there. At the top of the screen, it's nice, bright, and white, and at the bottom, it's like tinted yellow. And no matter where, how you move this, the web page, you know, you can orient it to the left, to the right, upside down, or whatever. It, you know, the tint won't follow, so it's not part of the web page. It's part of the screen. You can definitely tell this by using the flashlight program and make it all white. And you can see from the bottom up, it's darker yellow from the bottom, and as it goes up, it gets lighter and lighter until it's like nice and white up top. Not only that, but I looked at the receipt, and it actually said that I can return up to July 18th. So, Apple Store was definitely wrong. I should be able to get a brand new unit from July 4th to July 18th, as long as I return it before the 18th of July. And yesterday, well, when I returned it, it was actually, I think it was the 12th or the 13th. I posted my audio boo on the 14th, you know, expressing my displeasure. And tonight is the 16th, even though it's just turned the 16th, because it's just past midnight. So I should be able to get a brand new one, so I'm going to take my box with me. I just scheduled another appointment. The saga continues. I hope I get a new one, and the guy at Invisible Shield is going to hate me because I've been going back there several times with every exchange of the phone. I went there for 3 phones. I also went there for a MacBook cover, which he screwed, you know, they kind of messed up a little bit. Had a lot of lint there. But they did a good job the second time around. Boy, they're going to hate me if to come back. And I hate going back there too to have loot, because sometimes they screw up and I have to go back there several times. They did a really, really good job with this phone, the one with the yellow tint on it. And I really don't want to go and get it recovered yet again, because they might, at that point, they may like, we're not going to do as good of a job as before, you know. I think this time I'm just going to pay the guy, because it's labor. They didn't mess up. Apple did. I'll pay them $10 to get this covered. It's the least I can do.